This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1984.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home, at school, at play, and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There's all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. Glad you could join us. I hope you can put everything else aside for the next 30 minutes or so. We promise to fill those minutes with lots of good things. We'll sing, tuck in a quick quickie quiz, and then wind up with an interesting once-upon-a-time story called The Empty Hand. Let's get right to our singing. Say, when can you praise the Lord? Just when things are going fine? Or any place, any time? That question is answered by this bright song of praise by our cousins.
Praise the Lord with the sound of trumpet. Praise the Lord with the harp and lute. Praise the Lord with the gentle sounding flute. Praise the Lord in the field and forest. Praise the Lord in the city square. Praise the Lord anytime and anywhere. Praise the Lord in the wind and sunshine. Praise the Lord in the dark of night. Praise the Lord in the rain or snow or in the morning light. Praise the Lord in the deepest valley. Praise the Lord on the highest hill. Praise the Lord, never let your voice be still.
Yep, that's right. We can praise the Lord everywhere and in every way. Let's see, that song talked about praising the Lord in the field and in the city, in the wind, the sunshine, in the dark or in the light, and with crashing cymbal and pipe and string and the joyful songs you sing. Praise the Lord everywhere in every way. Now, usually Darren sings our Go Along with the Story song, but we're going to let our Becky do those honors later on. So, Darren, how about keeping the bright songs of praise going by singing your song of testimony, I'm Standing on the Solid Rock.
Through my disappointment, strife, and discontentment, I cast my every care upon the Lord. No matter what obsession, pain, or deep depression, I'm standing. Just rage.
Now, that solid rock that Darren sang about is Jesus Christ. But there's something else we can stand upon, and that's the Word of God. It's time now for...
It's Quickie, It's Quickie, It's Quickie, Quickie Quiz. With the boys, kids, and girls, and we're all in a whirl. It's a Quickie, Quickie Quiz.
Yep, even though it's early in our visit, we're going to make you put your thinking caps on and see if you can answer the questions from the Bible before the boys and girls in the studio. Now, this is a completely unrehearsed quiz. The kids don't know what the questions are and probably don't know what the answers are either. Oh, no, they say they do. I'll tell you what this quiz is. I'm going to name some things, and I want you to tell me what they are, what category they're in, or what type of people they are, that type of thing. All right? Here we go. We'll give the first one to the boys, because the boys like to think about this that I'm going to talk about. Well, the girls do too, though. What are they? Talents and mites. Dave?
Money.
Money, right. All right. Girls, Solomon, Saul, Belshazzar. Dawn?
Kings.
Right. Boys, Samuel, Deborah, Gideon. Aaron?
Judges.
Judges, right. All right, girls. Jordan, Euphrates, Kishon. Missy?
Rivers.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Boys, Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin. Darren's hand went up and went right back down again. That's not hard. Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin. What group are they in, David?
Brothers.
They're brothers, yes, but I need a little bit more than that. I'm going to have to give it to the girls. Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin, what group are they in? Dawn?
Tribes.
Tribes, the tribes of Israel, right. All right, girls, this is yours. Emmanuel, Lamb, Messiah. Emmanuel, Lamb, Messiah. Melinda?
Names of Jesus.
Right. Boys, Belial, Beelzebub, Serpent. Aaron?
Satan.
Or?
The devil.
Yeah, the devil. Names of Satan or the devil. All right, I'll take that. Girls, the last question. Hermon, Sinai, and Nebo. Hermon? You never heard? Yeah, Dawn?
Mountains.
Mountains, right. Well, the girls got five. The boys have three. So the girls are our winners today.
Yeah!
From a quiz taken from the Bible, let's go to some good verses from the Word of God. And, of course, for that, we have our five-year-old Jonathan. And he has some verses about the shepherd and the sheep. And then he has a cute song ready, too, that tells us what he would do if he were a shepherd. Listen.
I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. If I were a shepherd, and had a flock of sheep, I take good care of every little lamb and guard them while they sleep. Shh, I take good care of every little lamb and guard them while they sleep. If I saw the old wolf come creeping through the hay, I shake my stick and holler out loud.
Say, we can't let the boys do all the singing on today's program. Here comes our 8-year-old Lisa Sue to tell us that Jesus is my answer.
Jesus is my answer. What a friend is he, God's beloved son who died on Calvary. He gives my life meaning, and I want to share the love of Jesus with my friend everywhere. So I will come to him and learn of him and follow in his way, grow in him and give my life in service every day. Walk with him and talk with him and faithfully obey. Use my talents for him, read his word and pray, for I know Jesus is my answer. What a friend is he, God's beloved son who died on Calvary. He gives my life meaning, and I want to share the love of Jesus with my friend everywhere.
Now let's hear from Pam and Aaron, our delightful duetters, and they are counting their blessings. Listen.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God hath done. Whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you till your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God hath done.
Well, we would like one of the blessings that you are counting to be our keys for kids. Are you one of the thousands enjoying our daily devotionals? Exciting stories, suggested scriptures, and more are waiting you in each issue of Keys for Kids. Families are using it. Kids are learning to have their own devotions with it. Each story is chosen to help kids in their daily lives and to point them to Christ. So write today and ask for Keys. It's yours, free for the asking. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. You remember I told you that Becky would be singing our Go Along with the Story song. The story is called The Empty Hand. And Becky's song has a very interesting title. What do you give a God who has everything?
What do you give?
A God who has everything.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry Trover, is entitled The Empty Hand. Many, many years ago, in a tiny kingdom by the shores of the blue Mediterranean Sea, there lived a good king named Frederick. He was proud of his prosperous little kingdom, for once, many years before, a great preacher had visited the kingdom and had preached the gospel. Great numbers were saved, including the king himself. From that day on, each king chose from among his children one who was a Christian, and so the kingdom always had a ruler who loved Jesus. But now, a great burden has fallen on King Frederick's heart, and we hear him talking about it to the Prime Minister, the godly man who has helped him run the kingdom since he has fallen ill.
Your Majesty is not looking well this morning. Did our good king not rest well through the night?
Not a bit of sleep, my friend. I am not well. I feel I will not be long with you.
Oh, I believe that God will spare you. The country would be lost without a Christian ruler. You are the last of your family, and you have no children of your own to wear the royal crown.
I have been thinking about that, and I must be prepared. There's only one thing to do. I must adopt a child.
Adopt? But whom? Where? How would you know you had made the right choice? Oh, there would be great jealousy for such an honor. The wealthy landholders would demand that their children be given first choice.
I have thought of that.
Some of them are crafty enough to make their children swear they are Christians, just to seize power.
Ah, but there is a way. Send the crier through the land. I will stand on the balcony of the palace next Wednesday at noon to announce the successor to my throne. The next ruler of this country will be chosen from among the children of the land. Now all are welcome to take the test. The one I choose will be adopted, given the royal name, and one day that child will rule the kingdom when I am gone. Now, tomorrow at noon, I will appear on the balcony, and I will announce my plan.
To the people of the kingdom, hear ye. Our good and gracious king, his majesty, King Frederick.
Who will follow me to the throne? Many want to know. But today only God knows the answer to that great question. I am looking to him to help me choose the next ruler of this land. It may be any one of your children. All are welcome to take the test, since God has already chosen to give us several queens as well as kings. Both boys and girls will be received. Listen, this is the test. Win it, and you win the throne. The child that brings me his most precious possession, which I will dedicate to God, will be chosen. It must be a gift that is worthy to be given, not only to your king, but even to God himself.
Your Majesty, already this morning there are hundreds of children waiting with their gifts.
Bring them in, one at a time.
But, Your Majesty, this is the third day. You have seen hundreds of children. You are growing very tired. Let me send them away and tell them to come back a few days
later. No. No, the time is growing short. The decision must be made, and as yet no child has brought me the right gift. I will see them.
Forgive me for doubting or speaking out of turn, Your Majesty, But no one knows what you want. The most valuable gifts in the country have been laid at your feet.
Yes, and all of their owners have carried them away with them again. I will know the right gift, the gift that God wants when I see it. Now, send them in.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Do you think that you would make a good king?
I am the strongest boy in our village. I could rule the people well.
We need a strong ruler, it is true. What is your gift, lad?
My father is very rich. He owns much land. I bring you this.
Piece of paper? What is it worth?
It is a deed. I offer to my king and to God a worthy present. 1,000 acres of the richest soil in the kingdom.
Very generous, but no, I'm sorry. Your gift is not worthy.
But, Your Majesty...
Bring in another child! Ah, my lad, and what is your gift?
I bring the gift of power, my king.
Mm.
My father is a powerful man. He owns much land. Every man who works for him will be forced to serve the crown. My father's power, plus the throne, can never be defeated.
I think I sense your plan, my boy, and your gift is a most generous one. Considering that your father never offered his power to me before now. If you sat on the throne, your father could not only force the men to work for him and do his bidding, he could even hold over them the power of life and death.
I offer my king the sword of power.
Any sword will melt to water when thrust into the burning heart of a free man. No, your gift is not worthy. Bring to me but one more child. I'm weary of hearing plots and schemes. One more child and I must rest. A little girl this time. Why do you walk so slowly, looking about with such wonder in your eyes? Are you afraid, my child?
Yes, Your Majesty.
This hearing must be short, for I am weary. Where is your gift, your most precious possession?
I have nothing.
Did you not hear the rules of the test? Why do you come empty-handed? Why do you come at all?
Forgive me, my king. I did not want to come. Really, I didn't.
You didn't want... Well, then why are you here, may I ask?
Your Majesty, I heard you speak from the balcony. I went home that day wanting more than anything else to be a queen. But I knew I could never be, for I am very poor, and I had nothing I could bring that is worthy. In the night, I lay in my bed, dreaming and praying. I dreamed that I came and knelt here at your feet, like this, and offered to you my most precious possession, and you accepted it, and I was the queen. Then I woke up.
Well, in your dream, what was the possession I accepted? Tell me, child.
I don't know, for when I looked, my hand was empty. And when I looked at your hand, yours was empty too.
This does not make sense.
One moment more, Your Majesty. It did not make sense to me either, and I sat by the open window till morning, praying. It just seemed that the Lord kept telling me to come with my most precious possession, but I had nothing to bring. And when I said to the Lord, "What can I give the king that he does not have or cannot buy? Something priceless," God said to me, "Give him the gift you gave me. Give him your life. Give him your heart, and he will accept." And so I lay here at the feet of my king, a life of service, a heart of love and devotion.
Rise to your feet, my child.
The king's daughter is all glorious within. A life of service, a heart of devotion and love are the only things that God will accept. And by the same token, they are the only things that can rule a home or a nation. You will be the queen, my daughter, for your gift alone is worthy.
What can we give to Jesus that he would prize the most? That would, when known in heaven, rejoice the angel host. Not gold or precious jewels could such an offering be. He's for a gift unworthy of such a friend as he. We'll give our hearts to Jesus, no gift that we could bring.
Have you given yourself to the Lord Jesus? That's all he wants, really. Give him your heart. Tell him you're sorry for your sins and ask him to cleanse you of your sins and be your Savior. Then give him your life. Live each day in a way that's pleasing to him. Your talents and abilities may be small. You may not have much money. It doesn't matter. The Lord just wants you just as you are. Don't forget to write for Keys for Kids, and if you have a problem or a prayer request you'd like to share, we're here to help in any way we can. Here's where you write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now, and God bless you.